pops and mama went to jail, CB stepped up to the plate. We ain't even have his blood, but he still made sure we was straight. He was strict to the point, I thought what he felt was hate. Then I realized it was love, he tried to keep us out the way. Him and granny had them old ways, you know they ain't play. They ain't even like our friends, we had to sneak and hang with gang. Only full-time father that I knew, he take the cake. Shit was far from perfect, but he still was right there every day. I used to think the working man was suckers back in the day, but they the ones that get to see their kids walk across the stage. They the ones that die of old age and never hit that cage. Rest in PCB, I drop tears writing on this page, nigga. Just want you to know I was thinking about you, man. No, I never forget about you up there. Show what you can see this shit now, man. How your baby boy doing? This shit crazy. No, for real though. I love you, nigga. Tried to move granny, but that's where she wanna stay. I can't even blame her though, you know. Memory's too great. Every time I'm in the city, I go make sure that she's straight. Pop up unannounced and she drop tears when she see my face. I just woke up on the jet and it hit me, man. I'm really on this motherfucker. I could really own this motherfucker. Why they hate me? I don't even know them motherfuckers. But I stay prepared and I ain't never scared. Bone crusher. Gun fights in the streets, I done heard them C's pop. Knife fights in the joint, I done heard that skin pop. Told my niggas no more going to jail, they giving M's out. Lawyers paid, sit back, shut your mouth. It's gonna get figured out, my nigga. It's so crazy, cause it's like the way I came up was so motherfucking rough and like treacherous, you know. I ain't gonna sit here and say we was dirt poor, cause my people were hustlers and shit, but you know, it's like, we was still in the slums though, like, it was still fucked up, you feel me? Like, whatever you feel like a bad environment is, take that, put it in your head, and just times that by 10. Like, crib getting shot up, wearing motherfucking your granddad clothes to school. I remember, nigga, I went to school, the kids was talking about me cause my shit was French toast. I'm like, I'd never wear this shit again. So I got my granddad work pants. He had Dickies. You cool if you wear some Dickies to that bitch, though. You feel me? I'm grabbing his pants. Soon as he get off work, take them bitches off. I'm hiding them from him, wearing them to school. Nigga, I'm talking about, I'm having a full-blown conversation with my pops while he chopping up on a plate. Chopping up crack on a plate, nigga. Teaching me, like, what's what? How much this costs? How much that costs? I'm 12 years old. But he always told me, though, like, I don't want you to get involved with this shit, man. Go to school, stay in school. Like, you gotta make the family name legit, you know? Nah, I look up. I see my son playing by the pool, chef in there making spicy tuna rolls and shit, and I'm like, how the fuck did it get to this, bro? I didn't even know what a spicy tuna was, nigga. I thought that bitch only you mash it up and make it a sandwich. You feel me? That's how we came up, but I'm just so grateful. I just thank God so much. Nigga, life really went from night to day. No motherfucking cap. Anybody that know me, they can vouch for this shit, man. Everybody ain't here with me, but shit, it is what it is. I wanna thank people that played major parts, though, like, in the upbringing, like. I gotta thank Snuggles, gotta thank my Auntie Tammy. I used to use their crib as getaways to get away from all the madness. Being around them showed me what family was, how family was supposed to be. That's why I move how I do now with my family, like, with the marriage and just being real close-knit with my family that I'm starting. Cause back in my career growing up, everybody was drunk as fuck, fighting 24/7. Shit was just crazy, you know? Anybody out there that's going through some shit, man, I just want you to know your situation can change, bro. If it's tough right now, understand it's just a chapter in your life, like this ain't the whole book. You writing that motherfucker, so.